Good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush this morning, and Jim Rossetti is out on the road this weekend, but we're going to have a great show for you this morning. Our special guest this morning is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Dan Schneider, who is Executive Vice President of Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. We're going to learn all about Dan's background and what that organization does in the world of banking and business success. But first, we just want to mention a few things about our program. It's produced by the local SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter consists of about 60 counselors and covers eight counties, stretching basically from Appleton down through Fond du Lac. And we have a great website at scorefoxcities.com. So if you're interested in talking to a SCORE counselor or visiting and learning more about SCORE, please go to scorefoxcities.com. It was scorefoxcities.com. And you can learn about the SCORE chapter. And on the website, you can fill out an application for a counseling session. So I'd also like to say thank you to our sponsors who help bring the program to you each week. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, Epiphany Law, Albertson Hailing Accounting Firm, and the Fox Valley Technical Center Venture Center. They've been sponsors of our program for a while. They help bring things to you, and we really enjoy bringing special guests, experts, business owners, authors to you each week. And we'd also like to say a special thank you to Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly newspaper. If you're not a subscriber to the Business News, you probably should be. It's $18 a year. It comes out every other week, and it's full of very good, relevant news information for the business owners. So, again, that's the Business News. We're going to be coming back on the other side of the break and talking to Dan Schneider and learning about Dan and Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. First, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
LLC or S Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Hailing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Hailing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces, they don't chase accident claims, and they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Again, my name is Tony Bush, and we're going to be having a great program this morning with our guest is Mr. Dan Schneider, who's Executive Vice President of Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. And we're going to learn all about Dan. First, I'd like to give out the phone number. If you have a question for Dan or any question about our topic this morning is going to be lending and lending money and strategies, how to structure debts and so on. So if you have any questions along those lines, as a business owner, or if you happen to be a business lender out there and you're listening to the show this morning, please feel free to give us a call. You'll be able to reach us at in Appleton at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150. Again, that number is 866-887-1150. Well, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
It's good to see you this morning.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be here.
You bet, and thanks for coming in this morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and I thank you for coming in and participating in a program. Dan, you've been in the banking industry for a number of years. Could you give us just a quick background of what your history is and how you got to be the Executive Vice President of WBD?
Sure. I did start in banking, boy, it's almost 30 years ago now. Right out of college when prime was up to 21%.
Remember that?
So I was a commercial banker working with small businesses, started out in the Sheboygan area, and then moved to the Fox Valley in 92, so I've been in this area for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And about 10 years ago, after being in banking for those many years, joined Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corp. And just to clarify, when you have the name Wisconsin in your name, most people think you're part of the government. We actually are not part of the government.
Good point.
We're a nonprofit member organization that started in 1981. And what we do is work with small businesses and lenders and help them access various government programs. And the primary program we work with is the SBA 504 program, mm-hmm. which is second mortgage financing for owner-occupied real estate. So it's commercial real estate. And what that program allows the lender to do is bring someone in to minimize some of the exposure. The bank lends 50% in the first mortgage position, so they enjoy that collateral position.
That's a very good spot to be in.
And the bank, the SBA comes in the second position for up to 40% of the project amount. And the big benefit of that for the small business is there's fixed rate financing for 20 years.
On the guaranteed portion. On the 504 portion, rather.
Correct.
The 504 portion.
And then the owner must come in with at least 10%. Mm-hmm. And that's been very important recently the past year with everything that's happened with the economy and the banking industry. Mm-hmm. The banks are sticking closer to their loan policy, wanting at least 20, 25%, possibly more down for the purchase of a building. Mm-hmm. And what we're able to do with the 504 program is allow the business owner to get in the property with less down.
Exactly, and leaving more cash for debt service and cash flow and growth of the company.
Exactly. Oh, and the big benefit right now, too, as I mentioned, is the 20-year fixed-rate financing. If you go to a financial institution, they may offer a 3 to 5 year fixed rate because they're lending their deposits, which are short-term.
Right.
What happens with the 504 program, we're called a certified development company by the SBA, and there's about 270 certified development companies around the country. And once a month, they take all the loans that are ready for sale. There's about $250 to $300 million a month. They pull these loans together out of New York, and they sell them in the secondary market. And there's large institutional investors that are interested in these bonds because they are backed by the government, 100% guarantee of the principal and interest.
Right, right.
So that the sale of those bonds is used to fund the second mortgages. And right now, the interest rates with all the fees built in are in the 5.5% range for 20 years.
That's a pretty good rate. And there is a prepayment penalty for the first 10 years.
Exactly.
But if someone had extra money to pay off a loan, they'd probably start paying the bank portion of that rather than the 504 portion of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. because the bank rates, like you said, might be changing every 5 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And what we've been trying to do and really encouraging businesses and banks to look at the 504 program with the ability to get the fixed rate financing in the current rate environment, which is very attractive. We'd like those businesses to lock in on some long-term rates, because I think we all understand in a few years interest rates are going to go up.
Right.
And we don't want a lot of these small businesses to be in the same position as a lot of people were when they took out adjustable rate mortgages on their homes. So they could get a pretty attractive variable rate right now, but we know 2 to 3 years from now, if they stayed with the variable rate and then they tried fixing, the rates are probably going to be a lot higher. So this seems to be the time to try to lock in on some low rates.
Dan, what about WBDFC, Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corp? It is a Wisconsin-wide organization. And what is the approximate size? How can a business owner or a lender who doesn't know much about it yet understand how large it is? What is your portfolio like?
Good question. Currently, we have over 1,000 loans in our portfolio, and I think we just went over $500 million. And I would like to point out as well, we're a statewide organization. We have 8 offices around the state. We do have one in Oshkosh and another one in Green Bay that covers northeast Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We're headquartered in Madison. And out of the 270 CDCs right now, I believe we're probably the 8th largest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unusual. People are surprised that in Wisconsin we could have
the frozen tundra.
Right.
We've got all this activity going on up here.
But we're fortunate to have a lot of bankers and lenders in this market in Wisconsin that understand the purpose and the use of the SBA programs and trying to structure loans properly,
mm-hmm.
even though it might take a little bit extra work than a conventional loan, but the long-term benefits are worth it. The other thing I'd like to point out as far as WBD and what we do, we also provide loan packaging services for lenders. There are lenders that understand the program, use it occasionally, but don't know it well enough or have the time to put a deal.
It changes all the time.
Right. So they will bring us in, hire us to work with the small business in them and put the SBA application together and submit it to SBA for approval.
Would that be for the 7A program?
Correct.
Yes. What's the difference between the 7A program and the 504 program?
Right. When you hear SBA, most people think of the 7A program, and that started in 1953, and it actually started, and the stigma is still there, you had to be a lender of last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go back many years where the banks by law can only pay a certain amount on deposits, all they had to do is take the deposits, turn around, invest it in government
Regulation
securities
and,
and make money. So if a small business owner came in for a loan and bank felt it was a little too risky, they didn't have to do it, didn't want to do it. And there weren't a lot of options for a small business at that time. It was a commercial bank. Savings and loans were doing real
estate,
personal mortgages. So the SBA started the program where you had to be turned down by 2 banks, go to the SBA, and they would do a direct loan. Needless to say, that program became pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a post-war era. A lot of guys came back from the war and they were starting up businesses.
So then what happened, the SBA said, well, we can't handle this volume. How about if we have a guarantee program, we'll have the banks actually send us a request with information, we'll approve it, they can lend their own money, and we'll guarantee it if it goes bad.
A percentage of it.
Right. So that became the 7A program. Then the bank lends its own money, and if there's a problem and the loan is liquidated and there's a loss, the SBA shares in the loss.
On a pro rata basis. Uh-huh.
Right. So that's the 7A program. The 504 program, as I mentioned, is different. It's basically funded through bond sales. So the bank does their first mortgage, but on a permanent basis, they're not involved in the second mortgage.
In the 504 program, the SBA is directly involved in lending money to the business.
Right.
Where in the 7A program, there is no direct loan program or direct funding program by the SBA.
Yep, there's no free money out there.
Yeah, and we hear a lot of that in the news about grants and women or veterans or minority special loan programs where you can get money right from the government.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found that yet.
Nope. And what you heard a lot in the news lately and even over the past year when the economy was really struggling early last year and banks really had to cut back, curtail their lending. To try to encourage some lending, the SBA made some changes where they waived the guarantee fee.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And also they increased the guarantee percentage. Typically, the SBA would guarantee 75% of the loan. They increased it to 90%. And that really did stimulate some activity. I was looking at some numbers, and I think it doubled the activity during this past year. And now they're, you might be hearing the news as well that they're trying to get that extended. The money actually will run out this weekend. But they're trying to get it extended through the calendar year, and they're hoping within the next week or two that it'll get approved again to get extended. And after that, I'm not sure what'll happen.
Now, we hear a lot in the news, Dan, about money's not available, banks are tight, credit's tight, and even if I have a good business, I can't go get a loan. In my work, I find that banks and credit unions who do business lending do have funds available to lend out.
That's correct.
And you have a broad reach around the state of Wisconsin. Your company interacts with many, many lenders around the state. Can you give us an idea of the availability of money from your experience?
Right. Actually, we're having a record year right now as far as the activity, because the banks are lending money, but they're also looking for the credit enhancements, the guarantee with the SBA 7A program, or even being in a better position using the SBA 504 program. But the big change I've seen going back to when I started my career and then how it evolved over until the past couple years, banks really started getting away from some of the prudent credit underwriting. There's a lot of competition out there. Everybody wanted to make some money, and I think they're getting everybody was getting a little lax as far as maybe some of the underwriting requirements, making it a little too easy, not requiring some people to put money down. The way I always look at it is giving people more debt than they really could handle without the prudent underwriting. And then even the pricing was getting
very skinny.
Very skinny, and the banks were struggling then trying to become profitable. So when this crisis hit, I think the banking industry really took a step back, going back to the fundamentals that we are going to lend money, but we're really going to focus on management. Do the people have the experience in the industry they need?
What are those C's of credit?
The five C's of credit, but it's really a fundamental.
It
works. Do the people have experience in the industry? Can they properly manage this business? Is the cash flow there? Looking at the cash flow of the business, both historical and forecasted.
Right.
You know, how much equity is in the business? Because if it's too leveraged, almost every dollar you're generating profit has to go pay back debt, and you're not putting any meat on the bones of the company.
And there's less likelihood that the owner's going to stick around if they're walking away from $100 rather than $100,000.
So the deals we've seen around the state lately, the banks are lending money, but I can say the overall credit quality of the deals are much stronger than they had been in the past, again, with the management experience and the cash flow. And I think that's probably going to continue
forward. I see it continuing. When I was at the lenders conference, I saw you at the lenders conference last week. One of the lines I heard, which is a good one, the bank of tomorrow is going to be the bank of yesterday.
Right.
We're getting away from the loosey-goosey lending, and we're going back to the basics, which is beneficial for the business owner and for the lending institutions.
Right.
And as we know, we've heard a lot of information statistics over the years. Most of the jobs in this country come from the small business community, not the large companies.
Right. Unfortunately, they don't get in the news.
I know.
And they're hiring 2-3 people, but you add up all these small businesses that are adding some jobs.
Collectively, they have the biggest impact on jobs, and they have the biggest impact on innovation, new products, and new patents, and new technology. A lot of that comes from the small business community. So the role of the SBA is very helpful to keep that moving. Your company, Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corp., has established itself in Wisconsin as a pretty successful company to continue to build jobs, and that is one of the mantras of your company.
Exactly. Every project that we look at, we have to document either job retention or job creation.
Right. And if it doesn't meet that criteria, you're probably not going to be able to fund it.
Right.
If you get off task, then you're going to be off task, and that's not going to go well.
Right.
I think we're coming up on a little break here, Dan. We're going to be taking a few minutes to let our sponsors advertise their services and their wares. We'll be coming back on the other side. I'll be giving out the phone numbers again, inviting you to call in with some questions. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
401k, or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
WHBY.
And good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here this morning. My name is Tony Bush with Dan Schneider from Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. And we're talking about SBA loans and SBA programs and how WBD, Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation, can assist business owners and lenders in funding the growth of their companies, the successful growth of their companies. Dan is very experienced in lending. He's been at it about 30 years, has a great SBA background. He grew up in a bank over in Sheboygan that was a master SBA organization, and now he is one of Thorne's thugs who've gone out to plant seeds around the state, affectionately known as Thorne's thugs. Jerry Thorne, a master. We've been talking this morning about the different programs, and as we come back, I'd like to give you the phone numbers to call in with a question. If you happen to be a business lender and you have a question or a comment on SBA loans and how they help the lender, your lending organization, please call us. Or if you're a business owner asking for more information about how these programs can assist you and perhaps your lender isn't suggesting SBA loans, please feel free to give us a call. Our number here is 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150. 1-866-887-1150. But Dan, we've been talking about the different programs, 7A and 504, and you some great comments in the first segment. At this point, would you be willing to give us your contact data and your website so if folks have an interest in following up after the program, they can do that?
Our website is www.wbd, so Wisconsin Business Development, wbd.org, O-R-G. And that will give you some more information on our company, but there are also links to, I think, the SBA website and a few other places. So it's a good resource to start. And as far as the phone number, the Oshkosh number is 920-231-5570. We have a couple lenders in the Oshkosh office that do cover this territory.
I would encourage any business owner or any lender who's listening or has a question about structuring debt or the SBA programs, go look at that website, www.wbd.org. You're going to learn some good information there, and you'll find links to other sources of information about the SBA programs. Of course, you can always go to sba.gov. That's the granddaddy for SBA loans. They have a lot of good information out there. It's a big site. There's a lot of data. And they have search windows on that site that'll take you to other specific sites for the question you might have. Also, the phone number again, WBD 231-5570 in Oshkosh, 231-5570. If you'd like to talk to someone about getting some guidance regarding financing an expansion or an equipment addition or even refinancing your debt, WBD can be a resource for you. And they do work with all lenders around the state.
That's correct.
Dan, how many lenders are there in the state? Do you have any idea that you work with in the Wisconsin area?
I think last year we worked with close to 140 different lending institutions.
In the state of Wisconsin?
In the state of Wisconsin. That's... So it includes credit unions, community banks, larger bank holding companies.
Mm-hmm. And that is quite a variety of lenders. And one thing I have to say is that in Wisconsin, the business borrower or the consumer borrower certainly has a lot of options.
Right.
And the lending side, they say, well, there's over too much competition. But it's good for the consumer because it does give them some options. Dan, let's talk a little bit about structuring loans. Structuring debt has a huge impact on the cash flow of a company, and the business owner really needs to have a pretty thorough understanding of why it's structured the way it is, not just listening to the lender or the accountant or the advisor, but
right.
Let's talk about structuring debt.
Right. That's one of the key things that we try to do when we work with a business owner or banker, and this goes way back to how commercial banks operated before, and then I think how they're operating now. There's, for many reasons, there's less training going on with the commercial lending institution.
We'll talk about training too a little later.
And the impact some financing structure can have on a business is huge. And what we try to do is simplify it as much as possible, taking a look at the current debt structure, you know, how much do you have in current assets, so your receivables, inventory, how much cash you're sitting on, and then looking at the equipment, real estate you might have, and then going forward what your needs are going to be as far as building improvements, expansion, any additional equipment needs.
And if we're talking about the needs of a company, that requires the business owner to have a business plan.
Exactly.
They need to have a well thought out, supported with assumptions business plan, so you can do your job or the lender can do his or her job.
Right. And the main problem I've seen over the years, and most of you probably have heard of this as well, a lot of the businesses get in trouble because they don't have enough working capital or underestimated the amount of cash it takes mm-hmm. to really go from point A to point B. And most business owners are technically good at a certain part of their business, but the numbers was never their strong suit.
They don't know that stuff.
Right, and it's real important that if that is a weakness, that you identify the weakness and maybe you bring someone in that understands cash flow, working capital, the accountant, someone like Tony.
Priora.
But it is critical because, you know, just to give you an example, we've seen this many times where a business is looking at taking on some additional equipment, expanding their building because they got a new product line, took on a new customer, and it's really easy to identify from a tangible standpoint, I need this piece of equipment, this is how much it's going to cost to buy it, deliver it, install it, and this is my building addition, I got the contract, this is what it's going to cost, so we work on the financing needs for that. But then we always try to raise, if it's not brought up, well, how much additional working capital are you going to need?
What's that?
Right, to fund that. Well, I have a line of credit right now, and there's some money available on it, and I have X amount of cash. But if you really start digging into the numbers and looking at
right.
some
okay.
additional costs, even related, maybe some overruns on the building, but even with the growth in the sales that you are expecting, you're going to be probably carrying more inventory, which is going to cost money. Your receivables are going to go up, so you're going to be carrying more receivables, which is going to cost money.
Yes.
Probably need to add a few people.
And there's always the surprise element.
Right. So that number is usually a lot higher than people anticipate.
Right.
So if you underestimated that, you can go through this whole process, you get the financing you requested for the building expansion, the equipment needs, you hit your sales numbers, all of a sudden cash is real tight, fully drawn on the line of credit, maybe have some overdrafts, now all of a sudden the bank's looking at this as a red flag, we got a problem here, when you really didn't.
Right.
You're doing what you said you'd do, but the loan structure wasn't proper, you underestimated the
and
cash.
What
needs.
Is the answer to that, Dan? How does the business owner structure it right?
And this is really gets in this whole philosophy of SBA lending on, there's still some of that stigma, like it's a lender of last resort, it's only for bad credits. You really need to sit down and look at the deal. Again, getting into management, cash flow. Is this, from a banker's perspective, is this the type of loan I want to do? And if it's yes, okay, what are some options out there that might be available? I can do a conventional loan, put a line of credit together. We'll look at it every year.
Conventional being a non-SBA.
Non-SBA, which is
right.
bank using its own money.
Yep.
Or we can provide a conventional loan, again, bank using its own money for some equipment. We'll give you a 3-year fully amortizing loan, 5-year fully amortizing loan. But if you go the SBA route, and this is the real purpose the SBA wanted to take place here, is that it's a source of long-term financing.
Right.
So if you use the SBA program, SBA, depending on the useful life, will even go out 15 years on equipment. So if you have a printing press or some other types of equipment, they're willing to go 15 years and not just a 3-year balloon where the note matures in 3 years and amortizes over 15. It's actually a 15-year maturity, 15-year amortization. On real estate, they could go up to 25 years in the 7A program. And even on working capital, right, you could get 7 years, maybe even up to 10 years of financing. So if you look at that need the business had and you're able to provide some longer-term financing,
right,
so it really gets down to matching the term of the asset. So if it's shorter term, you get some shorter term debt. If it's a longer term piece of equipment or real estate, you want long term. Because unfortunately, we've seen companies get into trouble where they're using their line of credit. They didn't want to approach a bank, or for whatever reason, they drew on their line of credit to buy some equipment. Now the line is used, and they don't have availability for additional working capital needs.
The rule is short-term debt for short-term assets, long-term debt for long-term assets.
Right.
Don't cross it without talking to your banker.
Right.
Because they can work out a program for permanent working capital, for example.
Right. And
like you mentioned, up to 10 years.
And that's what you find most growing businesses, there's going to be a certain layer of permanent working capital, mm-hmm, because as you continually grow, you're never going to be able to fully rest some of that. So you'd like to amortize some of that permanent working capital.
Saves you money in the long run.
And keep the short-term line of credit for real short-term needs, that
right,
seasonal needs. You have an opportunity to buy some additional inventory, some additional expenses you might have that you can borrow on it, pay it back in a short period of time.
Now, we're talking some really good basic principles here, Dan. And I just want to point out that these are not principles that apply to companies with sales of $10 million and above.
Right. Yep.
These are principles that apply to companies right out of the chute. If Dan and I are starting a manufacturing company tomorrow, at some point we're going to need some funding to get our initial equipment, and maybe we're renting space. These principles apply to any size business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the big guys who do this. Now, in order to accomplish this, though, if the lender's looking for this type of information, they're looking to get that information from the borrower. If the borrower has not thought this out, has not put a business plan together, has not put a cash flow projection together, I always say cash flow generates profit. Profit doesn't generate cash flow. Cash flow pays loans back. Profit doesn't pay loans back. So business owners need to understand how their decisions impact the cash flow of their company. If they can get to that point, now they can have a very good, factual, intelligent conversation with the lender to put a good program together that suits the lender and the business owner.
Right. It's a very good point. I can tell you, putting my banker hat back on, with banks operating now with less staff than they ever had before, mm-hmm, and each loan officer is handling a lot more accounts, a bigger volume, if a business owner is not prepared, doesn't have a good handle on their business, even though it might be a good business, but they're not able to articulate it, have enough information to present to the bank, chances are they're not going to get the loan.
Right.
Because once the loan is out there, you're in it with the banker for a while, but the banker doesn't have really the time to really stay on top of every single deal. So if they have this, they don't have the comfort level that
right,
the business owner is going to be sharing information with them, that they have a good working relationship, or only disclosing what they think the bank needs to know,
right,
or that they just don't feel a business owner really has a handle on their business, they're not going to get the loan. They're going to move on.
And we're not talking about the technical part of the business. We're talking about the financial, the numbers
right,
part of it that they need to understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd like to point out, Dan, there are two resources. If folks are listening, where can you go to get a good business plan? Where do you get started on that? One of them is the Venture Center. At the Fox Valley Technical College, Amy Peach has a great program called the eSeed program that walks people through the development of a business plan, and they're very, very proactive at that program over there. Another one is SCORE. SCORE is a free service. It's a number of retired and active business people who have expertise in many disciplines, and they're free counselors to the business owner. Now, they won't write the plan with the client, or for the, nobody writes a business plan for the business owner. if you want to have a business plan written for the business owner, you're running the risk of not understanding it well enough because you didn't have your hands involved in creating the business plan.
Right.
That's a very important point.
Right.
So business plans require the involvement of the business owner. But go to Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. Contact SCORE at scorefoxcities.com at the chamber here in Appleton. And we can set you up to get you headed in the right direction to develop a business plan if you need help in that area.
Good resource.
It is. And SCORE is affiliated with the SBA. The SBA was started back in the 50s. SCORE was not long after that. And SBA recognized the need to have counselors out there for the owners who were good at their trade. They knew their business, but they didn't understand the finance part of it. So they devised SCORE, which used to be the Service Corps of Retired Executives, ACE, Active Corps of Executives. And then it evolved into SCORE. And the function is still the same. There's like over 10 or 11,000 SCORE counselors around the country. It's all free.
Right, and these small businesses don't have board of directors, so they need somebody to talk to.
Absolutely right. Very good point. It's a good advisory board, sounding board for the business owner. Dan, quickly, how does a lender get started with WBD? How do they make that connection?
I try to make it as simple as possible. And with a lot of lending institutions, even with our background and experience with all these programs, they can just call us up.
What was that number again?
231-5570. So what typically happens, we, as I mentioned, all these different lending institutions we work with, right, they're familiar with us, we put on seminars, that if there's a project they're working on that they think there might be an opportunity to use some of these government programs, it's as simple as calling us up. One of our people will just talk to them over the phone and then typically follow up with an in-person meeting with the lender and the business owner and talk about specific needs and what the next steps are.
And we'll be taking a break in just a second, but I want to ask you this quick question. WBD is knowledgeable about the SBA programs. You're pros at it. But you also have awareness of the other types of programs out there, economic development programs, Department of Commerce programs, and you work in hand with those programs as well.
Right. There's so many different programs out there, local, state, national. The Wisconsin Bankers Association, WBA, actually contracts with us to put a manual together on an annual basis.
We'll come back after the break and talk about that manual and training.
Okay.
You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you own a business or you're starting your own business, then listen up. Hi, I'm Jim Rossetti, inviting all entrepreneurs and would-be entrepreneurs to join me and Tony Bush on Saturday mornings at 9 for Biz Talk right here on 1150 WHBY. We'll talk with authors, experts, and entrepreneurs who have done it and share business survival tips. Join us every Saturday morning at 9 or check us out at biztalkwithscore.com. Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the new north, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
And welcome back. We're entering our final segment here on BizTalk this morning. We've had a great show with Dan Schneider, Executive Vice President of Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. Dan can be reached. Their Oshkosh number, they have eight offices around the state, but his Oshkosh number is 920-231-5570. So if you have a question for Dan or anyone at WBD, please give them a call. You can also visit their website at www.wbd.org. Dan, before the break, we were talking a little bit about debt structures and training. We were getting into the training topic. WBA, you have a contract to prepare a manual for Wisconsin Bankers Association. Quickly, what is the value of the training? And then how would you advise business owners when they're dealing with their lenders on structuring debt? We've only got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, this manual, there's, again, so many resources out there that what we try to do is update this manual on an annual basis so it's available to WBA members, Wisconsin Bankers Association members. And it breaks it down by different categories. But, again, when you look at a loan structure and a financing request and you want to try to put something together, we always encourage lenders and even business owners to take some initiative, too, to you know, with the Internet now, there's a lot of information you can access. But what are some of the other options out there that you might find some pretty favorable terms as far as especially length of the loan, in some cases maybe some lower interest rates. But it's really just taking some ownership and control of the situation and not just totally relying on the lender
right.
to do this. Again, they're handling a lot of loan relationships and there's a lot on their plate. So unfortunately, some of this burden's going to be on the small business owner. You know, again, with my banking experience and then also what I do now, you know, watching the bankers and the business owners interact, I really encourage business owners to not be afraid or just ask the bankers questions, even ask the bank how the bank operates or what are they looking for. Because mm-hmm. a lot of the information that they're looking for information that you probably have, but also everybody's got to keep in mind these banks are also a business and they're trying to make money. And the only way a bank's going to be successful is if they have successful small businesses. So it's really important for them to properly structure loans, because if they make a bunch of problem loans, we've heard some stories about banks not surviving. So they need to put loans in place to businesses that are going to be successful. So there's right. there's really a need for this communication.
I encourage business owners to shop their loans, go to 3 to 5 banks, and learn in the process. We're coming up on about a minute left, Dan. We always ask our guests for a biz tip. Do you have a little biz tip, a pearl of wisdom?
Well, my biz tip really is manage a relationship with banks, do a lot of your own homework, go on the Internet, access some information, especially the SBA, but keep an open line of communication with the lending institutions that you're working with.
Yep. Well, thanks, Dan. It's been a great program this
morning.
Tony. Thanks for coming in. And thank you, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Weekend, and have a great Memorial Weekend.